This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. Among the eight Massachusetts congressmen and women taking part in the sit-in down in the U.S. House of Representatives is Joe Kennedy III. Kennedy addressed his fellow House members, saying they have the opportunity and responsibility to do something that will help chip away at the epidemic of gun violence. He cited the case of 17-year-old Raekwon Brown, who was shot to death outside his high school in Dorchester 2 weeks ago. We spoke with Kennedy on his cell phone from the Capitol this afternoon and asked him about the atmosphere in the House chamber.
It's exciting. There's been now, for about the past 5 hours or so, Democratic members of the House joined by at least half of the Democrats in the Senate. But Democrats in the House, led by John Lewis and Massachusetts' own Catherine Clark, have been calling for gun violence legislation to brought before the House of Representatives. And the Republican leadership has recessed for the past several hours. They shut off the cameras in the C-SPAN cameras that taped the activity on the House. And it's now members of the Democratic caucus speaking about how gun violence has impacted them, their constituents, and our country. It is now the culmination of years and years of efforts and requests and pleadings and the firing of legislation, the phone calls, the letters, and letters from advocates and activists and just pleas to try to get a bill on the floor.
Is there a specific bill that you want you want to see brought to the floor for a vote?
There's a number that I would like to see. This is organized around two pieces of legislation. One is, as they call it, no fly, no buy. The fact that if you're on a terrorist watch list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. And sensible background checks to try to make sure that people purchasing firearms are subject to universal background checks. I would love for us to go further, but you know, at the very least, this is a place where there is broad-based consensus on where we should start.
And those two bills, those are bills that have not come up for a vote before.
No, they have not, and the no fly, no buy, as trying to make sure that if you're on a terrorist watch list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. That was actually led by a Republican, Peter King from New York. So it does have bipartisan support.
You say bipartisan support. You know, there was a similar bill that came up in the Senate earlier this week, one of four bills that was voted on. We saw all of those bills fail along party lines. Are you confident that you can get a different result this time around?
You know, Jack, I don't know if we're going to be able to get a different result. I'm not going to promise the fact that these are going to pass. All that we are asking for, though, is a chance to have a vote on that legislation. Those two pieces of legislation have the support of the vast majority of Americans. We've gotten phone calls today, phones are ringing off the hook in support of our initiative here on the House floor, and all we're asking for is a chance to have a vote. If it fails, it fails, but don't let the voices of Americans be stifled by the fact that you won't even allow it to be brought up to have those votes cast.
Have you had personal conversations with your Republican colleagues about this?
I've had a number of conversations with my colleagues about gun violence and gun violence legislation in the past. You know, without getting into specifics, it's many of them have voiced no desire to broach the subject.
Why do they say that?
You know, it's a good question. It's a good question for them. But they've indicated that they would not be inclined to bring meaningful legislation to the floor of the House. They have reiterated the same talking points that you've heard, which is everything from the way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, that you're only going to take guns away from good guys, not bad guys, that the best way to do this is meaningful mental health legislation. And look, I think anybody that examines the evidence and looks at the data will tell you there's not a single piece of legislation that is going to solve the epidemic of gun violence in this country. There is individual steps that we can take that can solve pieces of our epidemic.
Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jack. Take care.